In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. People give presents to express love. They give in order to show kindness. In the process, joy is created. Jesus spoke of how it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is our joy to receive what God in His love gives us. He joyfully gives us salvation by sending to our world His only Son. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered and died for our salvation. The Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to atone for our sins. Let us pray. O God, You make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive Him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold Him when He comes to be our Judge. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A sermon now entitled, God the Giver of Love. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father and our Savior, whose birth we now celebrate. Amen. People give presents in order to express love, show kindness, and create joy. This is as much true for the giver as for the receiver. In fact, it may be more so according to Jesus' saying, which points out how it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving and receiving is a win-win proposition. Human beings, along with the entire world, receive something great from God. What we received is summed up by the words of the angel to the shepherds when he explained, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The gift sent to us came in the package of a little baby boy born in Bethlehem. We might say that he is an undeserved gift. What mankind deserves due to sin is both temporal and eternal death. This is all in keeping with the warning our first parents received, that if they transgressed the law, they would surely die. They did, and so it was pronounced to them, and at the same time all their offspring, that as they were fashioned from the dust, to dust they would return. But, despite the fact that we were born as sinners and that we each sin ourselves, God still loves us. How much? It is best stated by Jesus Himself when He explained to Nicodemus, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is fantastic for us, for instead of facing death, we are saved from perishing, being blessed with eternal life in the paradise of God. Salvation truly is a magnificent gift. And in case this was not already clear enough, Jesus made it clearer, further explaining that God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Though condemnation is coming to the world, those who believe in Jesus, God's only Son, are saved from that by Him. You see, the baby that the Spirit conceived and that Mary delivered grew into a man. Jesus began to teach many things about the kingdom of God. He revealed who He is, not just with words, but with miraculous deeds. He gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, mobility to the lame, cleansing to lepers, and freedom to the demon-possessed. On a few occasions, Jesus even raised the dead to life. He fed multitudes with only what He had on hand, which was a little bit of food. He calmed storms and even walked on water. Though many put their faith in Him, remarkably others were not convinced. They couldn't deny his power, but they decided he was channeling them from the devil. Jesus was seen by some as both politically and religiously dangerous. He was a problem who needed to be dealt with. You know how that went. They plotted against Jesus, causing him to be betrayed, arrested, tried, sentenced, handed over, and crucified. The one who was laid this night in the wooden manger would later be stretched out upon a rough-hewn cross. One of the worst parts of his ordeal were the nails driven into his sacred hands. And yet, all this was part of God's Christmas gift to us. Jesus wasn't born to remain a baby. He was born that he might be one of us, in order to offer his holy and righteous life as a sacrifice for humanity's sins. Saint John expressed it well in his epistle when he taught, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." This is saying that Jesus was sent by the Father in love, that he might be crucified and die, for such a death by one like him could mean that humanity's sins might be forgiven. So that's what happened. Nails, spear, shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. In him there is the salvation God wants to give us, and confirmation is his resurrection upon Easter. Now all that we need do is receive the gift. But how? Titus 3 teaches that it is by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit at work through water and the Word regenerates us by bringing us to faith, and it is by this faith that we are justified by his grace, and that we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. If you haven't already, receive this gift as you trust in Jesus. If you have already, then hang on to this gift first given in baptism. Cling to the gift of Jesus through faith in him, and receive all that he did to save you from your sin. Salvation is the most wonderful gift there is, and it is clearly the gift that you and I, together with all sinners, need the most. Since this is the case, and since this is what we received from God when he gave to the world his only Son, then seek to give to others by sharing with them how this gift was given for them too. Returning again to words of Saint John, he instructs the faithful, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Sharing gifts and presents are a way we like to show love to one another. Often the one giving gets as much joy, if not more, than the one receiving. Let it be your blessed joy to give to others by sharing with them the good news of Christ. The Christmas shepherds were keen to do this very thing. They listened to the message of the angel. Luke reports how they said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known unto us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. However, all this was too good to keep to themselves, and that is why, after they saw Jesus, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. These shepherds could not help but to keep glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, as it had been told them. Therefore, as you are able and as opportunity permits, follow the example of both the angels and these shepherds by loving others as you tell them all that the Lord has done. Yes, unto them too a Savior has been born, who is Christ the Lord. They will find him wrapped in his word and the sacraments. By receiving Christ through faith, they too can be saved from their sins, kept from perishing, and given eternal life. Go, tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Holy Spirit, together with the Father and the Son, watch over your coming and your going forth from this day forward and forevermore. For in Jesus there is joy to the world. Gloria. Amen.